Good morning, it's Thursday, October 14th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Early showers tapering off with a daytime high of 56 degrees. A cloudy evening with an overnight low of 50 degrees. Deputies are investigating the homicide of a woman shot in Spanaway. Pierce County deputies responded to a report Monday night about a woman lying near the side of the road on 208th Street East near Mountain Highway. Deputies found that she had at least one gunshot wound. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Detectives determined that the woman was involved in a confrontation with a suspect wearing a hoodie between 9:20 and 9:30 p.m. Authorities think the confrontation happened either in the road, or alongside the road where a vehicle was parked. It's believed at least two cars passed by during the incident. Detectives are seeking anyone who saw the altercation. Hundreds of body and dashboard cameras are bought and paid for at the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, but there's a hitch. Ongoing negotiations with the deputies' union are delaying the cameras' deployment. The county council budgeted $1.75 million for the cameras in January, and sheriff's officials said they hoped the cameras would be in use by summer. The two groups say they reached a tentative agreement on policy. However, they haven't been able to agree on whether or how much deputies should get paid because of the cameras. The Pierce County Deputy Sheriff's Independent Guild did not respond to a request for comment. Sheriff Ed Turrent, a spokesperson, said they could not discuss ongoing contract negotiations. A man accused in the deadly stabbing of an acquaintance over the sale of prescription drugs is pleading guilty. Authorities charged 28-year-old Tolden Maddock with killing 21-year-old Dion McGee in March 2020. Police say Maddock made $300 electronic payments to McGee for Xanax three times in all because McGee kept saying the payments didn't go through. Court records say while they drove to pick up the drugs, their vehicle crashed in a yard in the 1000 block of North Villar Street. As police investigated the scene, Maddock's mother, who lived nearby, approached police with a phone so her son could talk to a particular officer. Maddock said he got into an argument with McGee and McGee's uncle, and the uncle grabbed a knife from Maddock's lap, causing the vehicle to crash. Maddock didn't say how McGee got his stab wound, but claimed it was self-defense. The city of Tacoma is planning to clear two homeless encampments downtown. The locations are at 6th Avenue at South M Street and South L Street, near the Evergreen State College campus. A city spokesperson confirmed that notices were posted along Tuesday to alert people of the planned cleanup, which will start October 26. The city estimates 35 tents make up the camps, with 20 people living there. The spokesperson said based on a recent shelter survey, there are 65 available shelter beds this week. The city said health and safety concerns prompted the cleanup, plus the availability of beds. The camp along South M Street drew attention last December after 38-year-old Patrick Nathan Chenault, who had been living there, was shot and killed in a confrontation with two men. Both are pleading not guilty. The Tacoma Pierce County Coalition to End Homelessness said it opposes the sweeps because of the potential spread of COVID. Police are investigating an assault on a student at Gig Harbor High School. A school district spokesperson said five teens attacked a male student in a hallway during a class change Tuesday. No weapons were involved, and the student wasn't seriously hurt. Police said the victim refused to cooperate and wouldn't name his attackers. Gig Harbor Police Chief Kelly Busey said the other teens accused the victim of stealing a dab pen, which is a device used to smoke THC, or concentrated marijuana. He said police reviewed school video and tentatively identified the attackers, who include 3 to 4 Peninsula High School students and one from Goodman Middle School. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!